people wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, the recall election in California is a serious matter. We have a great Democratic governor out there, Gavin Newsom, and a bunch of Republicans ginned up a recall election against him. And Newsom made a lot of technical mistakes that he did not have to make. He didn't have to make. But the fact is, they're just trying to take him out. And a recall election has a lot fewer voters than a regular election. And if you have Republicans who are all ginned up to recall him, you've got to be able to gin up your own Democratic voters to get in there and save him. And here's the deal. Right now, the polling shows very close. 50% of likely voters will vote no. They don't want the recall. 47% of likely voters will vote yes, and that's within the margin of error. And if, under the law out in California, this is all up to individual states, if on that first vote, because they vote on twice on the same ballot, in the first vote, if the amount, the number of votes says recall him, then he can't be considered on the second vote is, okay, who will be the governor of California then? So you go in at the top of the ballot, it goes, you want to recall the guy. And if he wins on that one, he gets 50% of the vote, 50 plus 1% of the vote, then the rest of the ballots are irrelevant. But if 51% of the people say we want to recall him, then there's a laundry list of 40 some odd candidates. Every nut in the state. Every nut in the state has his name on it. They don't require that many signatures, over 40 people. And I'm not just talking about Caitlyn Jenner, who is crazy and is a Trump supporter, and she said that she would support Trump in the next election, or the idiot that walks around with a grizzly bear who's been sort of semi-anesthetized. The bear is California's animal, just like the badger is ours. And he says, I'll be the governor of the bear state. Give me a break. Another guy brings around an 80-pound bag of garbage saying, I'll clean up the garbage and all this. The guy who's 10 points ahead of the rest of the field is a right-wing radio talk show host. And I'm not talking about Devil Radio, and I'm not talking about Matt Flynn Direct. I'm talking bad news, okay? I'm talking a Rush Limbaugh type of guy. That would be who would be governor of California. Now, you would think that anybody out there with half a brain would go, well, all right, I may or may not like Gavin Newsom, blah, 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 but, you know, at least the guy knows how to run a state. Get him back in, and then we can work out our differences in the next regular election. But it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. And here are some of the stupid technological and logistical blunders that the Democrats and that Gavin Newsom have made that put him in this vulnerable position. One of them was early on, because of the pandemic, the people who wanted the recall didn't have enough votes in the designated time period. So they were dead. They were dead. There wouldn't have been a recall. So they go to court and they say, because of the pandemic, we asked for an extension of whatever it was, 30 days, 60 days. All Newsom had to do is send a lawyer to it and say, that isn't what the statute says. Statute doesn't say that because somebody has a cold or isn't feeling well, or, you know, there's a lot of rain or something, you got to extend this thing. All he had to say. They didn't send a lawyer to the hearing because they didn't care if there was a recall. They were sure that Newsom would win big time anyway. They didn't send a lawyer to the hearing. You know how many lawyers there are in California? You know how many Democratic lawyers there are in California? I know a lot of them. You know how many would have done it pro bono? Just walk right. And who cares about pro bono? The guy has many millions in his campaign account. Show up. Say, Your Honor, we object. Just we object. So here's what the judge said. He said, there being nobody here to oppose this motion, I grant it. All they needed to do was send somebody. Send them. Then the second thing is, there was a change in California law back in November that said on recall elections, you have got to designate what party you are. And we don't do that automatically for you. We don't just assume, okay, you're the governor, you're elected a Democrat, we'll put Gavin Newsom Democrat. Doesn't anybody on Newsom's team read the law out there? Nobody reads the advance sheets. Nobody knows what's going on. So when they file, they just put Gavin Newsom. They don't put Democrat. So he's the one, only one on there. It's not going to have a party affiliation. Now, for you and for me, everybody listening, you'd figure, hey, I know who the guy is. You know, I know this one and that one. Doesn't matter. But it does matter. There's a lot of people, new citizens, people in low-income groups. They're lucky enough to vote at all. And so this is what he runs up against. And now he's in margin of error. I think he's going to win. I think he's going to win. But this really frosts me that it happened that way. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, leadoff batter, Wisco Paul. Thanks for calling, my friend. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, man. I got a quick question, but Newsom will win, but that's kind of dumb not doing that. I don't understand these death threats. The gentleman testifying before Congress yesterday, Capitol Police or District Police, either one, while he was testifying, death threats or whatever were left on his phone, and they were, you know, just... I don't. The same with the governor from Michigan, the attorney general from Georgia. Doesn't the government have a way to trace these calls back to wherever they come? Because this needs to end. I mean, this is out there, and this is mostly Trumplicans doing this again. I just don't. We're in a different place here, Matt. I don't understand that stuff, and especially a gentleman sitting up there testifying before Congress that went through a lot of trauma to begin with, for people to call into his cell phone or whatever phone and just slander the man. And and this stuff's been going on quite a bit. Somewhere along the line, the government has to, I don't know. I don't understand this whole concept anymore. Okay, when you get time, you could maybe address that for me, because I don't get it. Thanks, Matt.
Right. Yeah, no, I think that's a good point. And let me elaborate that a little here before the break, and then that's going to be a segment of our show. But the phenomenon of death threats, they've come against the Capitol Police, they come against Dr. Fauci. They're hurled against every conceivable politician, you know. What it does is it scares the politician. It also scares the family of the politician. Or it scares the family of the police officer, or the family of the epidemiologist, and so forth. Brad Raffensperger of Georgia, the guy who, you know, he's a right-wing Republican Secretary of State, but at least he stood tall, certified the election. He and his wife get death threats. Dr. Fauci has security. And what it is there are a lot of lowlifes out there, a lot of lowlifes that don't have a life, really. And so they think they can do this anonymously. And there are two things that I find a lot of fault with that have to change. One of them is, this was first ginned up by Donald Trump in the 2016 election when he suggested the Second Amendment people should, quote, take care of Hillary Clinton, end quote. And he didn't suffer consequence for that. And the second thing is, he said that her bodyguard should be disarmed. And then he even set up Mike Pence. He talks to the mob on January 6th and goes, if Mike Pence does the right thing, then we'll be back in office. And if he doesn't, oh, well. And he shrugged and everybody roared. And they went up there calling Pence an effing traitor, and they're going to hang him. The second thing, it's Trump and the Republicans are doing this. Marjorie Taylor Greene has threatened assassination. But the second thing is, they've got to give these guys jail sentences. They've got to prosecute them. Send them to prison for 5 years. Make an example of them. We're going to talk about that later in the show. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
And the first one now will later be last, 'cause the time.